Anywho.
Anywho, so yeah, anime.
Animu?
Animu? It's like a cow, right? Yeah.
Animu?
Anim. Yeah. So I think I'm good. Hello and welcome to From Whiskeycast, episode number 108, where we talk about anime and whatever else comes up. And I am Crazy Canuck, and with me today is
Firehawk 12.
And so yeah, it's been a bit, but the best part is
wait,
that
you mean you didn't put out all those episodes we recorded?
Shh, I told you we weren't supposed to talk about that. The first thing about Secret Podcast Club is you don't talk about Secret Podcast Club. You signed the blood pact just like I did, didn't you?
Right. The podcast masters come and get us.
Yeah, I know. We were whisked to another planet where we were enlisted in the secret war to fight against other podcasters. Then the giant purple podcaster snapped his finger, and I didn't feel so good.
Begun podcast wars have.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yes, we've been away for
a while. I guess
a couple of months.
Couple months. But hey, the good part is. Is that you know what happened between whenever the fuck that was and right now?
What?
Anime.
Animes.
Animes.
Anime.
Well, actually, you know what? Spider-Verse did come out. So yeah, anime did happen.
Yeah. That's animated.
Yeah.
I should have forgot about that.
And Penny Parker was in it.
Spider-Ham.
And Spider-Ham. But every time Penny came on, it was like, ah, she's so cute! Anyway. Enough about my weird obsession with Penny Parker that's probably unhealthy. Instead, I watched a show that's probably equally as unhealthy. And that was Bloomin' to You, or as I'd like to call it, Lesbian Hour. Where everyone's a lesbian.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
So it was a show from Winter where basically your typical high school first year who's a girl doesn't want to have anything to do with extracurricular clubs or falling in love, and she meets the soon turns out to be the student council president, and they have like a relationship because the student council president finding the main character who is named Yu, which that can be so I watched the dub version, and having people call someone you all the time in English is really weird.
You.
You. I'm like, are we playing the pronoun? Oh, right. Her name's you. Yeah. So the fact that she doesn't, love anyone is like a total turn on, and it comes into a turn into a really a really interesting show, which I can't do any justice to, so I'm just gonna talk about what the like two things that sort of lasted with me the most. One of which is that it, the only thing I didn't like about it is it falls prey to that like horrible anime pacing where all of like, obviously it's, I think it's a, pretty sure it's a manga. Most things are, but anyway, where they reference an event and then as the, so for example, in this show, they were going to put on a play at the cultural festival, which is like a moment that would basically pay off one of the main characters' sort of character arcs and kind of her finding herself. But the thing is they don't get to that part. So the anime ends just before that. And I'm like, you had one goddamn job to do. Oh, well, maybe in a second season that'll never come. We'll finally get
or read some the resolution. Manga, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Like, I did see so Gintama, like, it's been ending for a while. And I guess it officially ended, except on, like, instead of ending, Sorirachi announced that he's launching a Gintama app and that he's continuing the manga there.
Oh.
So it's not ending. I don't know. And I have no idea how it actually, how like the Shonen Jump run ends and whether it actually ends. But like, I just found that funny. It's like a, building up to that ending just to not end.
Weird. I thought you, I thought it was going to be like an app where it's like an AR live service Gintama experience where Gintama can exist in your town and you're the setting and the setting is you. It's very EA.
We could... the Anthem experience.
The Anthem experience. Where you get a notification on your phone and you boot up your Gintama app and you hold up your phone and Gintama's there and the giant dog is there and what's her name is there too. And they're having a scene together or something. And then you're like, go to the next spot that, or walk around town until you get another notification to get the next part of the story.
That, you know, that theoretically could work. If, but you'd have to like, you'd have to like tailor it to every city.
True.
Or it just wouldn't, or you have like weird Pokemon Go situations.
That's kind of what I was going for.
People showing up at your house, try to find, try to find something.
You get a knock on your door. Can I help you? Yeah, can I come in? Two questions. One, who the hell are you? And two, why should I let you into my house? Well, I have this app on my phone. You see, it's Gintama. And it's really hinting that the next part of the story is unlocked in your living room or your bathroom. So I was wondering if I could go and check both places to see if it unlocks. Damn it.
I wonder if that still happens with Pokemon Go.
No, I don't think it does.
Weird, like trespassing and whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that's just a, that is like the one thing, the one news thing I do remember. It's like, oh, you're not really ending this series. You're just Well, it just makes me wonder what that means for the anime. I assume without like the Shonen Jump backing, there's no reason. I don't know if anyone would. Yeah, I don't even know like who owns the rights to like any part of Gintama, but oh well. As long as the anime ends and just ends, I guess I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking up if Gintama was in Jump Force.
What's Jump Force?
That's the Shonen Jump fighting game.
Oh. Hmm. Wait, is that... That's not coming out here, is it?
Yes. Maybe. Hmm. Actually, no. It's already out. Because it came out on the 15th.
Wow.
And no Gintama.
Where?
Aw.
If I would, the joke would be if I was in charge of that, he'd be in the game, but all his moves are Dragon Ball moves.
he's just a skin swap for Goku.
Yeah, and he just goes Kame. But it's like Sugita doing the Kame, Kame, Hama, 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 Hama.
Yeah, another show that I watched over. It was super late, and I kept, like, watching a couple episodes, and then forgetting about it and then watching more, so it took me a while. I finally got to finishing Revenue Starlight, which is super cool. But it's like if Madoka Magica had a baby with Fame.
Yeah, that's the weird idol anime thingy, right?
It's like idols, except they're instead of idols, it's theater.
Oh, they're so, actors.
Yes, and they go to a theater school. That's where Fame comes in. And there's a talking giraffe, and it's super great.
Okay.
Yeah, and having me describe any of it would do it just disservice. So just fucking watch it. Do it.
So you're saying I should watch it?
Yeah. And to anyone listening, just turn off the podcast, go watch it. I'll wait. I'll be here when you come back. Okay, they're back now, I assume. Yeah, I'm just sort of going through my list here. Of like really old shit that, like for example, I finally got around to watching One Punch Man because they put the English dub on Netflix. So I did that, you know, all the way back when.
Wait, it's on Netflix?
Yeah. Well, it's been on Netflix for a while, but
was it
just Japanese only.
Who is that, a Netflix licensed show?
No.
It's
Viz has that.
Okay. Viz doesn't have their own like thing?
No. Anymore? They did, but I think it folded.
Oh, okay.
I think their thing was that weird, like...
Like that live thing, right?
Yeah, on the internet, but tune in at this time right. To watch your shit.
Right.
Neon Alley.
Neon yeah, that's
Alley?
It.
Or
yeah.
Getting kind of confused with Podcast Alley.
No, that sounds familiar. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, so they just, I guess, sell or whatever, do something with their stuff on Netflix now.
Yeah, or not necessarily, because One Punch Man had been there for a long time, just Japanese audio only. But I checked it a couple days ago and it said English and I was like, sold. So I watched it. And hey, guess what? That's super cool. And I fulfilled my fiduciary podcast hosting goal where I said I would watch One Punch Man and I didn't and I didn't and I didn't. And I continued to do that. And now I've completed that goal. So I need a new goal. But yeah, that show's really good.
What was the, what's like the nutshell premise of One Punch Man again?
So in an alternate Earth where there's a supercontinent that is shaped shaped in the same, basically looks like the Saitama Prefecture, and it has all these super cities, like City A through Z, and lives our protagonist Saitama, who stood up to a crab monster and got his ass kicked. So to make sure that never happened again, for 3 years he did 100 squats, 100 sit-ups, and 100 pull-ups, and a 5K run every day, and got so strong that he lost all of his hair. But now he's super strong and can punt and basically take out anything with one punch. You could say he's a one-punch man.
So who does he fight? Or who does he punch?
pretty much anything. it's pretty much a villain of the week thing until the very end where this alien
comes. But there isn't like a Gomu tree quest thing.
No.
We have to get to the One Piece or whatever. It'll take 20 years.
Okay. It's just him being like, basically him being poor. And then he's like, well, I could become a hero and get money for punching things. So he does that, but no one really respects him because he has shitty attitude, except he can like beat the shit out of things.
I was gonna say it's like the Littlest Hobo, but
sure,
I guess not, because Littlest Hobo didn't have a shitty attitude, I guess.
Well, you don't know, the dog didn't talk. Maybe he was only begrudgingly solving people's problems. He's just like, look. And you don't know, maybe that family left him on purpose because he was a real shithead of a dog. You don't know.
Right. That is true. I don't know. how it's like on, it's two seasons, right?
Just one. The second season is coming.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then I guess from this season, because, you know, I'm contractually obligated to watch at least one isekai a season.
Sword Art Online.
Fuck that garbage. Am I right? No, Story of a Shield Hero. Where, I don't know, bunch of mixed feelings here, there, everywhere. I'm just like, hey, it's just an isekai show. Can we just fuck off and I'll get along?
How does this So is there a gimmick? Like, does he turn into a slime like the other one?
No. Oh, shit. Fuck. No. That means I'm watching two Isekai shows now. There can only be one. Or wait, no. Master and Apprentice. Master and Apprentice. We're going with that. We're going with that. We're Sithing the shit out of this shit.
So this one is so it's just a guy who shows up in a fantasy world?
Basically. The fantasy world is going through a crisis where once a month there's what they call the wave. And it's basically...
people have to stand up in synchronized fashion.
I wish. It would be so much easier if that was the case, but unfortunately not. I don't know if you know the term wave-based survival. It's a video game term where you're a character or a number of characters and enemies come at you in waves.
Horde mode.
Horde mode, yes. Horde mode, if you will, where the waves are like hordes and they come at you and then they stop and then they come at you again in increasing difficulty.
Or tower defense, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is a tower defense anime?
No. Basically, he's summoned into a world with a bunch of with three other douchebags. Where there's the spear hero, the sword hero, the bow hero, and the shield hero. And the shield hero is lame. So everybody hates him.
Because he's just... no one appreciates the tank.
Exactly. And I'm just like, dude, like, he's the tank. If you know, if you don't have him, you die. That's how this shit works, right? And everyone's like, no. That's
video games.
Fuck that guy.
Is there a healer?
No, there isn't, which is weird, because I would have thought there would have been, but anyway.
Who heals the tank?
Other people with magical powers do, because we don't need an ancient staff healing weapon. Like, if people think tanks are lame, imagine what they would think about a freaking healer class. They'd all be like, all they do is stand back there and heal us so we can kill things. We could probably kill them without it, whatever. Like, whatever. All your characters are kind of assholes, so if there was a healer, I'd actually be interested to see how they'd react. But anyway. So basically in the first episode, which was a double header, are you sitting down? Because I'm gonna tell you something.
Are you gonna blow my mind?
Yeah, I'm gonna blow your mind.
Oh shit.
Something happened.
Oh no.
That pissed off the internet.
Oh no.
Are you glad you were sitting down? You probably were. I can't really tell because this is an audio podcast, but
the internet got mad.
Yeah.
No.
Say it ain't so. So basically, really the only villain up to like episode 7, other than like, you know, in like grade 7 where you're like, the three types of narratives are like character versus character, character versus environment, and all that kind of shit.
Yes.
The only antagonist other than like the environment or the waves of death that come every month that they're kind of obligated by being summoned to fight off is this princess character who's a real bitch and has it in for the shield hero. And because he's daddy's little girl, the king kind of treats him like garbage too. And basically she accuses him of sexual harassment. And which was totally incorrect. And because of the age that we're living in, despite this was originally written back in 2013, triggered half the internet.
Yeah. So it's Gone Girl, but an anime.
Kind of.
That's funny.
So yeah, he basically, yeah.
Okay. How? is it still ongoing or?
Oh yeah, it's still ongoing. That was just like the first hook episode to kind of.
Is she a real person or like an NPC or whatever? Or like.
Well, no, they're all real people. It's just.
Oh, they're all real people?
Well, as real as, you know, an isekai can be. Because remember, it's never a video game. It's a parallel world that's based on a video game, unless you're Sword Art Online. If you're Sword Art Online, all of that doesn't apply. But for every other one, it's real. It just resembles a video game much.
The only, like, quote unquote, well, I'm going to call them real people because the only real people are like the, I guess, like those archetype hero, like those, like the shield guy and spear guy and whatever. Everyone else is like, I don't.
Denizens from another world that summon those people into their world to fight their battles for you. Yes.
Not NPCs. Okay. Okay.
But.
And if they die, do they die forever or whatever?
Probably. Although this is anime, so no one ever dies. So we'll have to wait and see.
Fun times.
Yeah. But yeah, and then, you know, he gets all hard-edged and realizes that he has no offensive capabilities, and essentially because he was accused incorrectly for sexually harassing a woman, no one likes him or wants to have anything to do with him. So, and he basically needs help leveling up because he can't do it by himself. He gets a slave in the form of an adorable raccoon demi-human girl named Reptalia, and she's fucking adorable, and I love her, and she's best girl, fight me. And yeah, things continue, and it's actually, you know, not horrible, which is good, because I thought that, you know, after so much of Sword Art Online, that could have never, ever happened again. An entire genre of anime just had to be dead to me, but it's actually, or maybe it's just that because of Sword Art Online, I don't expect anything from isekai anime, and I just kind of watch it to like it, and I try not to let it, like, maybe that's bad that I'm watching it without trying to get invested because I don't really care. I just kind of watch it just because. I don't know. So, I think this is just really complicated. And to that, I mean my feelings towards isekai anime.
You secretly love them.
I think I do.
Well, I guess it's not isekai, but I for some reason, all that reminded me that Date Alive is back for some inexplicable reason. I forgot it existed. I was like, oh, that thing, that harem animes, like, that didn't require transferring to another world. Those are good times.
Yeah.
Life was simpler then. I can't believe that thing's back. Like, I mean, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's still I don't know. I guess it's still popular. But anyway.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's just like My Hero Academia. As long as it's popular, it will continue to exist.
But that's a shonen, so that sort of makes sense.
Well, yeah.
This is like a shitty harem anime or manga or whatever it is originally is. Visual novel? I don't know, whatever.
Look, I personally don't have this problem, but you see, I'm not speaking for anyone in particular. And if whoever is listening, I apologize. But some people, you know, they can't do things on their own. They need help. So certain genres of media exist to assist others in things that maybe without those things they would find hard to do. And shows like Data Live is material that assists in accomplishing their goal.
What are you saying?
I think you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Moving on.
I think I just killed the podcast there.
Have you been watching anything else?
I'm watching Space Battleship Yamato again, but it's weird because they took like 3 months off and now they're coming out with episodes again. And I finally realized it's not necessarily the same as what it was before. Like it's a lot less like Star Trek Next Generation and almost more like like Discovery. And no, I'm not trying to set anything up, but
you're trying to troll me?
No, I'm not trying to. Cuz it's kind of a lot more spectacle and a lot of
that is true. There's more like actiony, like pew pew pew.
Yeah. And it's a lot, and even like a lot of it's like if you remember when I was watching the although I guess technically it was always sort of, it wasn't, what's the ground between being subtle and not subtle? We'll go with medium subtlety. One of the, other than the Gatlanians who are like, we just want to kill everybody and kill ourselves and eliminate all life in the universe because emotions are bad. You have the Gamelons who are like, so we're fucked, but hey, guess what? Fascism is garbage. You know what's cool? Democracy. But
it's true.
That guy over there, he really wants us to go back to fascism. And he's like, dude, if you want fascism, I'm your man. And I'll totally lead you where you need to go.
That reminds me, did you ever watch the, whatchamacallit, Legend of Galactic Heroes, like reboot, remake, whatever?
I essentially watched what came out and that was it.
Okay. So how did you like the 13 episodes or whatever?
Yes.
How did you find that?
Ah, God, it was so long ago, but it was just weird. Like I think I called them space Germans, but you were like, no, they're space Romans, which is probably true. And like the ugh.
Well, yeah, it's space fascists versus space the Americans, I guess, or democracies or
Yeah,
whatever.
except because of the climate that we live in, I'm like, oh my God, this somehow this shit's like too real. 'Cause the what led into the final sort of arc of that was like you had the space democracy or the Federation being like, yo, guys, I don't know if you noticed, but like all of our poll numbers fucking tank right now. So you know what we need? I'm hearing pull out of this useless war. No, that's silly. I hear double down, fucking go get those
War, super
fuckers.
war.
Super wars. I'm like, oh God. But yeah, I'm just like, I am kind of wishing that they didn't do whatever the fuck they were their origin or that their plan is with that, where it's like, we'll make 13 episodes and then all these movies, because I'd actually kind of would have liked to have seen more of that, except that's probably not going to happen.
Are they, I don't know, like, did they continue it or whatever, or?
I think they're continuing it, but not as an anime.
Yeah.
But also the original series is all on High Dive, so if I really wanted to, I could watch it, but so long.
Is High Dive free? I can't remember.
It has, I think it has free elements, but not a lot of it.
So is not Yamato, Legend of Galactic Heroes free?
I were to guess, probably not. Oh my God, it's dark in here, so I can't type. Let's see. Oh, no, it's not. It's not free.
Wait, wait,
Wah, wah.
wait, 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 wait.
Wah.
Well.
Oh, well. It was worth a
Anyway,
shot, but
I guess it's, I mean, these are like the two sort of comparisons. It's like the Star Trek versus Star Wars of anime, I guess, or whatever. I mean, that doesn't quite work, but whatever. It's the Expanse versus Star Trek of
Yeah, I haven't watched The Expanse, but I was at work and my boss was watching something on his laptop, and all I heard was, "We're gonna do it for the Belters." I was like, "Oh, Expanse, that's what that is."
the filters. Yep. Anywho.
Anywho, so yeah.
Yeah, I totally, I mean, it looks like I'm 6 episodes behind based on what's available in Japan. So I guess I can, that's something to dig into if I find the time. I have the set. They're doing the thing. Funimation is doing a thing again where they're like, they're selling the first season with like a box, like a slip thingy for both seasons. So
Yeah, and then you put the
the second one in. But then what actually happens is the first season comes with a set of like postcards or whatever that don't fit once you put in the second season. And you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? Fuck. you guys didn't think about this packaging.
You didn't?
And then I get sad.
Aww. Well, that's why I have magnets on my fridge that aren't being used. Now that I think about it, I hope that's what they did for Love Life Sunshine as well.
I have that, yeah, pre-ordered or ordered or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember if they said it was like a slip.
No, it's they didn't say that, but it's a harder box with a book in it. So I'm kind of hoping that I can take that book out and put the first season in there. I'm assuming that's why, because they used they used season one key art for the front, so kind of hoping that's why.
That also reminds me, I still want to buy the first, like, just original Love Live, but because it's NIA, like, there's no way to buy them in Canada because of NIA. It's like NISA is out of anime, but they still have the rights, and I guess
the
backlog of the stuff. And it's like, yes,
they should change their name to NIC, as in not in Canada. Any hooses.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Cool. So we did talk about, so I guess just to have like, I guess, a Kingdom Hearts bit of like,
sure,
full spoilers. So I guess, I don't know, whoever might be listening to this also playing Kingdom Hearts, this will be like the spoiler part.
Yeah.
Did you get like the super, whatever, like the secret post credits ending thing?
I did.
So I totally forgot, but like, I guess there's always been the world's ends with you, like, connection to Kingdom Hearts because of Nomura, I guess, right?
I think so.
So is that like the next thing?
I don't know. All I know is that the videos that I've seen on YouTube about Kingdom Hearts are going on about, you know, DLC and Kingdom Hearts 4, and I'm like, no.
Well, okay, so for some context, apparently Kingdom Hearts, and so after you do, I don't know what, I guess you do some secret stuff and then you get the secret ending, and then they show up in like, quote unquote, the real world. It's like reverse isekai.
Yeah. No, they get isekai'd into, yeah.
So
I guess that
would be. So we are the NPCs.
It all makes sense. We're all in a simulation.
And I guess, so, and that, well, other than that, there's really no sign of like what any of that means.
Exactly.
So I guess that's my question is like, yeah, so there's, what's this, what do you think is happening?
My standing theory, until proven otherwise, is absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you've noticed, but Japan likes to keep all their shit open-ended. Like, as in, like, for example, and hey, the same guy who did Kingdom Hearts 3, Final Fantasy X, that ended pretty definitively, but then they came out with 10-2, and that kind of ended definitively, but then they came out with audio dramas that brought back Tidus and also brought back Sin, so everything was fucked again. So all I'm saying is that it could be a Kingdom Hearts 3, or it could be a Kingdom Hearts 4 or DLC or whatever, currently right now, I don't think it's anything, because I think Nomura's fucking with everybody. Which, hey, you know what? Fucking with everybody and getting expectations that'll never be fulfilled. And if they are, it'll be another almost 20 years until they're fulfilled. Meanwhile, if you want to fucking cry about it, just make sure you leave me some of those tears, because they are delicious. Tasty. Just let me know whenever you come out with that fucking, with those Disney Afternoon levels, and I finally get my Kingdom Hearts Gargoyles fucking level, because that would be badass. Until that happens, I don't fucking care.
Are those part of the Disney canon?
Sure.
Wait, so is Donald Duck related to Darkwing Duck?
Maybe.
And Launchpad McQuack.
Well, hey, if he could fly for Scrooge McDuck and Darkwing Duck. Although technically in the newer DuckTales show, Darkwing Duck's a show and not an actual crime fighter, but.
Oh, and that, I know what you're talking about. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's how they sort of, they just, okay. So it's like, he's not like also a secret action.
He might be. But as far as that one episode was concerned.
That's funny.
Yeah. But no, seriously, if you're listening, please give me a Gargoyles level. Like, if you have to do like a Tailspin level or a Gummy Bears level. Just no Bonkers levels, because fuck Bonkers. I'm talking like OG. OG Disney Afternoon shit here. Because I look, in Kingdom Hearts 3, when Chip and Dale show up and they're like, hey, Zora, we made a gummy phone for you. Yeah, no, they didn't do it. Gadget did it. Where the fuck is she? Where are you hiding her?
That, yeah, I was like, where is Gadget?
She was my first waifu.
That's funny.
She was my first waifu before I even knew what a waifu was.
But yeah. What was the name of the other guy?
Monterey Jack.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's Which a I cheese. Guess he.
Yes.
I was like, it's a mouse. Get it? It's funny.
Yes. I do get it. That is correct. I do get it.
Yay. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts is very convoluted. I seriously don't expect Kingdom Hearts for another long time.
They won't start making like Switch spin-off games, Kingdom Hearts 3.3 over 5 divided by 12.
Well, if they do, guess who has a Switch now? This guy. So.
Also some random mobile game.
Duh. Friggin' Cross Union. Ugh. Anyway.
Fair enough. So how long did it take you to finish it?
Not very long. I think it was only like 30 hours.
And like you did everything in 30 hours or whatever?
Like... Okay. If I did everything, it was like 40 hours.
Okay. That's not bad, I guess. I feel weird because...
We're actually probably closer to 50s.
Okay. Now, see, now you're sort of... that's what it, yeah.
There we go.
As you say, there we go.
But yeah, the only reason it took me that long is because in the towards the end of the game, there's this thing called the Keyblade War, where a bunch of Keyblade wielders fight each other, and you come to the realization, wait a minute, everyone else's Keyblade looks so much cooler than mine. So I had to go back and get the
Ultimate Keyblade.
Get the Ultima weapon so I could have a cool ass Keyblade to show off in the final battle.
So also I guess the other thing is, how does it feel to have the saga end?
So apparently I didn't have a DS for like over half of it, so I wasn't really super invested. I just kind of played it because I wanted to know what happened, but I wasn't
following all those like spin-off games and whatever.
Well, I was following them, but not to a very like large extent. Like, I like Kingdom Hearts, but I'm not at a like name my kids after a character in the game level of liking Kingdom Hearts.
Fair enough. What was you, Sora?
Actually, my boss named her daughter Kairi.
Oh my god.
So I kind of just had to be like, hi. I didn't want to seem like a total creeper before, so I didn't really know how to phrase this, but since Kingdom Hearts is coming out on Tuesday, can I ask you, is your daughter named after who I think she is? He's like, yes.
Kairi. Okay. Fair enough. What else is there to talk about?
Are you watching Star Trek?
Oh yeah. It's interesting because like I really didn't like season one of Discovery. In part because, well, like, it's weird because have you been watching Orville?
No. But I know it's very, it can be very Star Trekian, but then also very Family Guyian at the same time.
It's Seth MacFarlane remaking Star Trek episodes for like 2018, 2019. So it's very, you sort of like the first season, definitely there was a clear contrast between like, here's all this boring Klingon stuff and Mirror Universe stuff. And then here's a guy, basically here's the Star Trek you remember. And it was a very like stark contrast. And then it's interesting because this season you can tell there is a sort of like, a move, although I think it's still kind of silly to have introduced Pike. They basically like, okay, this is just gonna be Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
We're not gonna try to do all this other stupid bullshit about like Klingons or whatever. Even though there was an episode about the Klingons that was really them, that I really didn't like.
Did they talk to them over a holophone?
There was holophones. Oh, they explained why the Enterprise never had a holophone, and it's because it's like a throwaway line where Pike is like, "Yeah, I don't like this new technology. Get rid of it and put back the view screen or whatever." That's literally the only reason why in the original series they don't have holophones. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
And meanwhile, Picard was like, turn that shit off. Yeah, hashtag with Pike.
It was used on every other ship except any ship named Enterprise.
It was a specification issue. And by that I mean when we ran the specifications by the captain was always like, "Ah, fuck that shit."
But yeah, that was, yes, it was stupid. But I actually, I mean, and I'll, like, so, like, the Spock teasing aside, it's actually, I don't know, I'm enjoying season two a lot more than I enjoyed season one. And part of that is they're going back. What feels like, okay, we're just going to do Star Trek-esque stories.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of episode of the week type stories, things like that. And I think it works. That said, I'm also still enjoying Orville quite a bit as well. They just had their, like, I guess it's their like Borg or Dominion, sound like this alien species they encounter turns out to be want to destroy them all, but it's also, they're also like the Reapers, because they're like an AI species that's like, we hate biologicals, we have to destroy them all, and that was the, yeah,
so it's more Borg than Dominion, because there's not the Dominion that's controlled by the Vorta, that's controlled by the Founders.
But the Borg want to assimilate. These guys just want to destroy. So that's why they're sort of like, they are sort of like the Dominion, but they're not shapeshifters. They're like AI robots. So I don't know. Anyway, it's like a combination. It's like someone who watched Mass Effect. It's like, oh, I like that. I'm going to put that into my show.
As long as they didn't watch, like, the Replicators season of Stargate.
Oh, wow. That was their Borg. I forgot about those. And that CG where they sort of look like, not like Lego, but like, I don't know.
Like,
I'm not sure how to describe it, but anyway, yeah.
Big Hero 6 nanobots.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that made me so mad.
Big Hero 6 or Stargate.
But anyway. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, yeah, so I just wanted to run something by you then, because I think this came up somewhere where they're making, because I can't remember, oh yeah, remember her last name, the Giorgio Emperor person from season one.
Yes.
I don't think she shows up in this season, but apparently they're doing, she does. Like, she does?
Yeah, Section 31 is pretty... well, that's the other thing I don't like is, yes, there's a lot of Section 31. Yeah, so she's back, and they're setting up the Section 31 spinoff, which, whatever.
So you're not a Bashir Section 31 fan?
I still think Section 31 is... I thought it was like, I think in the context of like DS9, okay, I guess. But now they're just like everywhere. I mean... Well,
I think they retconned the security chief on Enterprise as being involved in Section 31 too, but I don't know.
Well, he was,
from what
I remember.
I don't know, as in I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Okay. But like, he was trying to recruit, what's his face? The engineer guy.
Tucker, his name. Trip.
Oh, not the engineer. Who was the British guy? He wasn't the engineer. Or was he like the helmsman or something? No,
that was the black guy.
Yeah.
There was the black guy, the hot one, the Vulcan chick, the security guy, and Trip.
Oh, so I guess he was a security guy?
And Porthos.
Porthos. Oh my god. Anyway. So yes. So they're apparently the plan is to air the Section 31 show like right after the season ends of Discovery. Oh. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was sort of like their idea at the time. So yeah, I don't know. I think Section 31 is kind of stupid, but perhaps that's just me. And yes, well, I guess, and there's two animated Star Trek shows coming and then the Picard show coming. So Star Trek out the ass for a while anyway.
Until they get Star Wars.
And yes. Well, I feel like Discovery is almost their last Jedi moment in terms of like the backlash.
Yeah. And then they realize, oh wait, we've reached critical Trek. Cancel everything.
I assume as long as CBS All Access is a thing, there will be some form of Star Trek. And once they get bored of it, or the executives, whatever, like something happens, then Star Trek goes back to being a dormant franchise.
So basically what you're saying, as long as they don't get bored, then...
Let's say yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about like what else did we talk about before we started?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Are you watching? Do you happen to be watching anything that you'd be interested in talking about?
Not really. I don't really watch a lot of quote unquote regular TV.
There's something called the Umbrella Academy, which came out on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
I've been wanting to.
The only thing I know about it is that a lot of it was filmed at the University of Toronto. So to me, it looks really silly from what I've seen of the screenshots. It's like, I know where that is, and you're making it look like it's a government building, but it's just a crappy building with old classrooms that smell.
It's like, I did post-production grunt work on a show that I think aired on, I think it ended up on Vision TV. Mm. It was like a faith-based R&B, like, show, and I can't remember where it was supposed to be set. I want to say Seattle, but I don't even think that's true. But all of the exterior stuff, I was like, nope. The harbor, and that's shitty Dartmouth. Yeah, I know you're trying to make it look like a big city, but it's not. It's just fucking Halifax.
Anyway. Fair enough. Umbrella Academy has Ellen Page. I didn't know.
Oh, hey!
Anyway.
Canadian Connection. So on that note, I have been Grace Canuck.
Firehawk 12.
And we'll see you next time.
Have a good one.